Hey, and up she rises. Hey, and up she rises. Hey, and up she rises early in the morning. What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Welcome to an episode of Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. It occurred to me today that I am, at least that I often feel like, the drunken sailor of Spaceship Earth. And I think that's going to be an episode in the, that's going to be a whole section of the, that might be what the final section's called. In Here in Absentia, The Drunken Sailor. That's a song I learned to play in ukulele class with my wonderful instructor, Fernane. Top shelf fellow, that Fernane. And I mean, I think I learned to play because I think it has two chords in it or something, and you can just bang it out and you can belt it out. And that's my kind of music if I'm playing it. And it's always been an anthem to me. I remember the song Drunken Sailor. It appears at least in that Fisherman's Friend movie, Fisherman's Friends, with they're in a pub in London and they get all the urbanites to sing along with Drunken Sailor. It's a good moment. It's probably the most expressive and telling scene in that film, I would say. What do you do? Although I didn't like the version of the song being played in that one, but you know, I'm sure they would probably know more authentic versions than me, but you know, the authentic version of any song is only the song that's most authentic to you. So that's the only song that perhaps in all the songs that feels most authentic to me when I'm playing it. What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? And my favorite verse is, put him in the scuppers with the hose pipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with the hose pipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with the hose pipe on him. Early in the morning. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey. So it's here. I'm doing some real estate writing. I'm... Invite them in from the outside. Just like you would. Don't invite them out from the inside. Not the other way around. It just doesn't work the other way around. Anyhow. I mowed the lawn this morning. You know, I guess the Trojan horse theme of this episode is Drunken Sailor. So I thought that was an interesting thing that I do. I just feel like the drunken sailor of the world. I feel like people are like, what do we do with the drunken sailor? And I ask myself, what do we do with the drunken sailor? What do we do with the drunken sailor? What do we do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning. And if you hear that buzzing, it is what you think it is. What do we do with the... and it gets faster every time you play it, every verse. Anyhow. Stream is beautiful. Mowing the lawn. Yeah, you know, today was an interesting motivator. Yesterday I was just completely flattened with, call it depression, call it remorse, call it I don't know, pain, sorrow, despair, loneliness, all of the above. I was flattened by those factors yesterday and woke up, slept quite late, slept till after 10. Castro was just begging me to get up, and I finally succumbed to her, and got up, went through the motions, drank some coffee, checked my emails, felt like garbage. I bought a lawnmower yesterday, so, well, it arrived yesterday while I was flat out on the floor, unable to even greet another human being. So today, I was more than aware of the length of my lawn, of the fact that people in the village were starting to talk about the length of my lawn, the fact that the village got in touch with me to sell me a lawnmower, and that I bought it, and then I was fully aware that the village would be aware that they delivered it to me with a full tank of gas. In other words, with no excuses. The only excuse being that it wouldn't start. But there was no chance when I woke up this morning that I was going to be mowing my lawn today. I was just like, oh, maybe I'll go look at it. I probably won't be able to start it, blah, blah, blah. But then when I checked my emails, flies are people too. When I checked my emails, I saw something from my mother that had an attachment. Now, I thought this was going to be a reading from either 365 Tao or maybe her Al-Anon material or maybe some kind of a Wu Wei quote. But the images she sends me are usually quotes, inspirational quotes, Taoist, usually Taoist readings to get me going and to read and to inspire me. And I clicked on it, and it wasn't that today. It wasn't that. And I was actually kind of hoping for one today. I was hoping to have something like that, a reading, something to inspire me. What this was an image of myself taken, I believe, by Patricia Michener in 2011. In May, out on the blocks, out on the clear cuts, planting trees. In it, I've got two full bags of spruce. I'm stopping. It looks like I'm stopping to readjust my straps on my bags because you could see that I was carrying a huge load. But it's just a great photograph. It says it all about tree planting in May. The tree line in the background is just perfect. The proportions, the layers, the trees in the back, the clear cut ahead of him, the shovel. So clearly silhouetted against the black of his attire. And that photograph inspired me more than any thing I could have read, by any text I could have read, I believe, today. I just saw that. I started thinking, you know, I'm also in pain. I got a sore hip. So I was like feeling old and basically just feeling old and unable. Old, unable, and unhappy. And I saw that picture, and it was just hard to believe. It just took me to those good old days of tree planting, filling up those bags, flattening them out, 340 at a time usually for me, but those spruce look a little big. So anyway, here I was with a lawnmower in the garage and no desire to even leave the house for another day. But that picture, that photograph began working on me. And I began to look at myself through the eyes of the person in that photograph. And it was like
I felt like a dandelion looking at a photograph of a daffodil, put it that way. That was how I felt.
Metaphorically speaking, they're both of equal value. Flies are people too. And weeds are flowers. So anyway, what happened was that somehow that photograph, I know it was a photograph, I know it was seeing the photo. It got me up. I went to the garage, looked at the lawnmower, pulled it out, grumbling to myself all the while. Tried to start it a few things, tried to start a few different ways. There's always these little tricks to starting lawnmowers that generally infuriate me. But anyway, much to my delight and to my chagrin, the thing started in about 5 minutes. I got it going. It had a full tank of gas. It seems like it's in very good condition. It just seems like Christopher's father has it in tip-top shape. And then I commenced the mowing. Took me about an hour, maybe. The grass was so long it clogged the blade on numerous occasions. That was the only issue. But actually, you know that nice little metaphor I used earlier about the daffodil looking at the dandelions looking at the daffodils? That was one thing that I achieved, I acquired today on my mow. There's my walk. On one side, there's daffodils. The house side, there's daffodils. And on the other side, there's dandelions. And I realized how they're both basically the exact same hue. At least these ones were. And yet one's a flower and one's a weed. What will you do if the drunken sailor? What will you do with the drunken sailor or lion? Hey, hey, up she rises. Hey, hey, up she rises. Hey, hey, up she rises, her lies. What are the other ones? What will you do with the drunken sailor? What will you do with the drunken sailor? What will you do with the drunken sailor? Her lies. This is going to be, I apologize in advance for this experiment. I'm going to look up to see if I can see the drunken sailor ukulele chords. Drunken sailor ukulele tab. Ew, that's fine. Drunken sailor ukulele tutorial. No, I don't want to see a video. I just want to see it. So it goes, D minor is this one. D minor is a bit of a bitch. About this one. This one? No. See, that doesn't sound like it does. What shall we do when the drunken? No. This? See, that's a tough one. D minor sucks. Maybe it's just I haven't done it in a while.
ocean. What shall we do with the ocean? What shall we do with the ocean? What shall we do with the broken sea? What shall we do with the broken sea? What shall we do? No, this way.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? I apologize, I already apologize. Put him in the stuff with the pedals. That would be a lot easier song to play on guitar than ukulele. Just the way the D minor and the C are.
What shall we do with the drunken man? You sort of invite them in from the outside. External renders, they come in various forms. Streetscapes. They come in various forms. Oh, wow. Wow. Get that book. Andrews. Nations. External. 3D external. Before you set out to invite them in from the outside, it's the what do we do with the drunken sailor? What do we do with the drunken sailor? Invite them in from the outside. This is where we have a flexible array of we offer a versatile array of from streetscapes, face on elevations to streetscapes. Drone's eye. Aerial, let's say aerial. Aerial renders. Two.
All of which.
All of which can be extremely effective in. All of them can be extremely effective measures, ways to. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Hey, hey, no, she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Well, we're on to our last 10 minutes of the show, Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. One of the things I like about a show like this, if only I could make them, if only I even had, like yesterday when I was so flat with, I was flattened with the question. Wasn't phrased as such, but basically I was asking myself the question about myself, what do we do with a drunken sailor? And I don't know. I think part of the reason I moved here, I came here, was to be, put myself in a location where I could be a drunken sailor without causing any major harm, but I don't think that's possible. So, what do we do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning. It's another day of good news. There's another reason to be happy today, and that was to say that prayers were answered. I don't know, but something I said a prayer this morning, and the thing that I prayed for to happen or to not happen, what I prayed for is what happened. So whether or not it was an answer to prayer or a coincidence, I do not know. But it was a fairly significant prayer, and it was the first thing it got me. You know, it was nice to do something selfless. It was nice to do something. It was nice to commit an act of love this morning. And that prayer was an act of love. It was nice to commit an act of love. Yeah. And to get out of my own self for a little while. That could be an issue with solitary confinement in the digital age, especially when I go days and days without seeing another human being. I tend to get into my own self. And a person needs to give love. Even when I'm giving love to my dog, Castro, it's a nice thing for me to do. It helps me. Love is something if you give it away. Here's another nice little song. Love is something if you give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Oh, love is something if you give it away. You end up having more. Oh, sing along if you know it. It's just like a magic penny. Hold it close and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. They'll roll all over the floor. For love is something if you give it away. Ch-ch, give it away. Ch-ch, give it away. Ah. Oh. Well, I'm going to check the low tide, and maybe I'll go get some C glass if I'm timing this right. So it's just D minor and C. D minor and C. That's the whole song. For my own personal reference. What shall we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Bad website if it just says that. See? Ukulele Orchestra. See? It's not a good website if that's what shows up on social media. Hey. Lehana. She rises. We offer a versatile array of external renders from face on 3D elevations to streetscapes to aerial. We offer a versatile array of external renders from face on 3D elevations to streetscapes to aerial views that will. We'll get your bird's eye bulging. How about to aerial views that would make an eagle swoon? That's not to aerial views that would make an eagle swoon. We offer a versatile array of external renders from face-on elevations to streetscapes to aerial views that would make an eagle swoon. Bring them in. Invite them. Invite their interest. Invite their interest in 3D renders. Invite their interest in 3D renders. Wow, amazing pictures. I'm going to download a picture. I'm going to include the tree planting photo. Tree planter land. That should be the front photo. That should be the front page. That should be the cover. What shall we do with the drunken sailor? I was sober at the time. Of the photograph. Mm-hmm.